This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled to be joined today by Jim Feinstein. Jim is the CEO of a private equity sponsored firm. He's going to talk to us today about what he sees with private equity, some of the trends, and more. Jim, take a moment and maybe just dive into what are some of the trends that you're watching, and obviously you give people your title and name and stuff like that, a quick introduction, but what are some of the trends you're watching in private equity?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me back, Scott. Appreciate it. My name is Jim Feinstein, and I'm the CEO of ENT Partners, a physician practice management company specializing in the ear, nose, throat, and sleep subspecialty area. As you mentioned, we are private equity backed, and some of the trends that I'm following and that we're noticing, obviously in 2020, the first half of the year, given the abrupt and obvious decline in deal activity in general, we saw a significant rebound in Q3 globally, where we approached near a three-year high with transaction volume nearing approximately $168 billion globally. If we take a step back, in 2019, there was 159 PE deals domestically, and in 20, about 142. In the healthcare space alone, 50% of them, or almost 74, were in the healthcare space from a macro perspective. We're bullish as far as 2021 is concerned, between the rollout of vaccine programs and despite economic uncertainty, I think we feel strongly that investment activity will significantly improve. I think it's unlikely to see a significant volume of exit activity. Obviously, as the COVID factor has added levels of complexity related to valuations and or performance and price uncertainty, I think postponing divestments and allowing for these businesses to rebound that have been impacted is obvious, and it will take its course.
So it's at the same, what you really see is, but bear with me for a second. But what you see in a nutshell is lots of deployment of capital, a lot of money to be put to work, already seeing lots of speed in that area, a lot of healthcare deals in total out of the aggregate of deals. And then you see sort of private equity funds being a little slower to exit, figuring they might as well give it a year or two to businesses fully ramp up and be fully valued.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's probably more dry powder on the sideline right now than ever, coupled with low interest rates. I think healthcare and IT are two of the more attractive investment areas. I think we have even a keen eye on the SPACs as well, because I think there may be some deal activity that's typically PE sponsor backed, but we're watching how SPACs continue to develop and perhaps take some of the deal activity away from the venture capital and private equity.
What about size of deal? Thus far, the average size deal in 2020 was, there were a lot of deals smaller than the mega deals. What's your sense of mega deals versus not, size of deal? Any thoughts there as to what you're expecting?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. The deals have definitely been smaller in nature, and where I'm most familiar and privy to specific activity levels, we've seen a lot more smaller tuck-in acquisitions or platform deals that are of a small to moderate size within the kind of the micro or the mid-cap investment genres. I would anticipate that we'll see that trend up towards the mid to large cap PE activity. But I think because of either sellers' hesitation being either concerned about valuation impact and whether buyers were discounting those businesses, or sellers were just concerned about the potential for the discount on the businesses, I think that's why we saw some of the larger assets remain on the sideline, and some of the smaller assets were more vulnerable and really, I'd say, more desperate, at least on the physician side as well, to avoid having to go through any prolonged agony or let's call it a long-term impact from the pandemic without a partner that has capital and the wherewithal to help withstand the test of ongoing impacts of the pandemic.
Now there's so much money out there that is also chasing some of these mega deals, and you see some of the largest private equity funds starting to look at some of those again too. And then you've also got the huge technology firms that are buying some of the mega deals in at least in technology, and so that's healthcare technology. I'd love to visit with you next time. You're the CEO of a great private equity fund sponsored company. We'd love to talk to you further next time about, what's it like being the CEO working with private equity, and maybe some thoughts and ideas for people as they find themselves in those roles in the ever-changing world that we're in. So we'd love to visit with you on that next time, Jim, if that's okay.
I would welcome the opportunity.
We'll do that then. Jim Feinstein, I want to thank you, CEO of ENT Partners. Do I have that the title right? And the great private equity sponsored physician practice platform. Thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.